satisfy the appetites of young cubs crouched down in their den. Who listens to the birds crying out for food and provides for them? Who's there when a wild mountain goat kneels down to deliver her young? Who knows the details of their growth and the time when they leave to never return home? Who sends out the wild donkeys? One never hears the shouts of a taskmaster, the other is captured. Who's the author of such varying dispositions of animals that look so alike but are so different? Take a look at the ostrich, whom God gave no wisdom, who leaves its eggs carelessly on the ground. Yet it's swifter than a horse and can leave it in a cloud of dust from the ground. Swifter than a horse and can leave it in a cloud of dust. Who tells the hawk to fly south when the weather starts getting cold? Who gave the eagle its eyesight so it can see for miles and miles? Gave it wisdom to build its nest upon the high cliffs to protect its young? God, yes, God gave them wisdom. God, yes, God. God, yes, God. God, yes, God gave them wisdom. God, God, yes, God, God, yes, God, gave them wisdom. And you can find these animals talked about in Job chapter 38, starting in verse 39.